Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 6.
The cabbie saw a hole in the traffic and squirted through it. A moment later, they were rolling up Asher Avenue at a good pace. That itching sensation behind Bobby's eyes began to recede. The black threads across his field of interior vision cleared away, and when they did, he saw that the naked girl wasn't Carol at all, not anymore at least, not even Bridget Bardot, but only the calendar girl from the corner pocket, stripped, mother naked by Bobby's imagination. The music from her radio was gone. The smells of soap and perfume were gone. The life had gone out of her. She was just she's just a picture painted on a brick wall, Bobby said. He sat up. "Say what, kid?" the driver asked and snapped off the radio. The game was over. Mel Allen was selling cigarettes. "Nothing," Bobby said. "Guess you's dozed off, huh? Slow traffic, hot day. They'll do it every time, just like Hatlow says. Looks like your pal's still out." "No," Ted said, straightening. "The doctor is in." He stretched his back and winced when it crackled. "I did doze a little, though." He glanced out the back window, but the William Penn Grill was out of sight now. "The Yankees won, I suppose."
"Goddamn engines, they ruined them,"
the cabbie said and laughed.
"Don't see how yous can sleep with the Yankees playing."
They turned onto Broad Street. 2 minutes later, the cab pulled up in front of 149. Bobby looked at it as if expecting to see a different color paint or perhaps an added wing. He felt he'd been gone 10 years. In a way, he supposed he had been. Hadn't he seen Carol Gerber all grown up? "I'm going to marry her," Bobby decided as he got out of the cab. Over on Colony Street, Mrs. O'Hara's dog barked on and on, as if denying this and all human aspirations. "Roof, roof, 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 roof." Ted bent down to the driver's side window with his wallet in his hand. He plucked out 2 singles, considered, then added a third. "Keep the change."
"You're a gent," the cabbie said.
"He's a shooter," Bobby corrected, and grinned as the cab pulled away. "Let's get inside," Ted said. "It's not safe for me to be out here." They went up the porch steps, and Bobby used his key to open the door to the foyer. He kept thinking about that weird itching behind his eyes and the black threads. The threads had been particularly horrible, as if he'd been on the verge of going blind. Did they see us, Ted, or sense us, or whatever they do? You know they did. But I don't think they knew how close we were. As they went into the Garfield apartment, Ted took off his sunglasses and tucked them into his shirt pocket. "You must have covered up well." "Ooh, hot in here. What makes you think they didn't know we were close?" Ted paused in the act of opening a window, giving Bobby a level look back over his shoulder. "If they'd known, that purple car would have been right behind us when we pulled up here."
"It wasn't the car,"
Bobby said, beginning to open windows himself. It didn't help much, the air that came in, lifting the curtains in listless little flaps. It felt almost as hot as the air which had been trapped inside the apartment all day.
"I don't know what it was, but it only looked like a car. And what I felt of them."
Even in the heat, Bobby shivered.